We have created ourselves in a world of systems. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. That is, with instant illumination. How about that? We have created ourselves with many systems in this world. Now, what system is it that you live in? Well, same one I do. That's a system which has an allness to it, an isness to it. It's a system which has relative attitudes to it, which has the ability to create illusions that are temporary things that are not real, but they're just phantoms of our imagination, and they're kind of interesting. But it's a lovely game that we like to play. And in that system, we have subsystems in which we have people, we have minds, we have universes, we have, worlds, planets on which we live. We have many things which are quite interesting. And all these systems, they all revolve around one thing. They're all the evolution of a thought. A thought was thought for a system, and the system just kept growing and growing, expanding itself to reveal all the possibilities that that particular system could reveal. It's like our Big Bang Theory. Somebody wrote that wonderful theory, and in writing that theory, they took an idea and they expanded on it and expanded on it and expanded on it until that idea sounded very fascinating. And they put light and color to it, they put time to it, they put space to it, they put all the relative things that make up the relative world, that make up a given system in which we live. Now, we can live in this system if we want. And we might say, as a comparison, if we were to move to England, we'd be living in another system. If we moved to Africa, we'd be living in another system. If we moved to the Antarctic, we'd be living in another system, truly. It would have different requirements, it would have different directions, but basically, it would be a respect for the human being and the human's existence. However, each is a different system, and each reflects different concepts of how it is to be carried out. Now, all of these systems are created by a thought, by one idea saying Antarctica. Okay, that means cold, that means it's not much sun, that means all sorts of interesting things. So, when you think in that light, when you think in that realm, then all of your thoughts are sort of controlled by the concept Antarctica. Now, we are human beings, and we are thinking of thoughts that are controlled by the world in which we live. Now, what are these thoughts that we are living in? What are these thoughts that we have for our world right here and right now? The world that we live in right here and right now is quite an exciting world. We have created it with all the imagination that we could probably conjure up in our thought. And we're having a lot of fun with it. Having a lot of fun with this imagination, with this dream, with this way of doing things, and it's kind of wonderful. So, as we do this, we have a system in which we live. And that system is very fragile, it's very temporary, it's very illusionary, it has no reality. It's just a thought that we're playing with, a thought that we are dallying with, enjoying to whatever degree we want to enjoy it. We put on it very positive things or negative things, whatever things delight our soul. And that system is one we live in. Now, it is not the system out of which that system was born, but it was just a temporary illusion that it has come out of the thought that we think. And if we would call it the absolute system, there is a system where all is and Everything exists in its ideal form, and yet there is nothingness and there is allness. It's a system that is beyond our awareness, beyond our belief at this moment, because we are unable to think in allness and in isness forms. But it's fun to try. What we do think in the system of the relative world. And in thinking of the system of the relative world, we must always keep in the uppermost part of our mind that it is a subsystem of Absolute. And as a subsystem of Absolute, it is not real. It is just a temporary illusion. And when we think of it as a temporary illusion, we can more readily give it less power and give it less feeling, give it less imagination, give it less of a concept that it has to be something. And as we can do that, then we have entered into the area of magic living. Because for the first time, then, we take charge of our system. And in taking charge of our system, we determine what we want to experience in our system, knowing it is an illusion of our thought. And so every thought we think is a thought that is going to be manifest in our system. Now, what thoughts do we want to be manifest in our system? What ideals do we want to be manifest in our system? What dreams do we want to be manifest in our system? Those are the things we must make a decision about in our mind. And once we've come to the decision, then we be one-pointed in bringing those things about. Because unless we are one-pointed, we do not bring those things about, but we bring about more confusion, which is what we've been experiencing. Now we can have balance, order, wonder, by putting the cause in motion and putting the system in motion for perfect divine order. Perfect divine order is what we are. Perfect divine order is what we live and what we think and what I am. But we have allowed ourselves to stray from that concept, and because we allowed ourselves to stray from that concept of the system, we feel we can't control it. But once we come back to the awareness that we are in charge, we are the master of this system, we understand the system, we know how it works, and we follow through how it works. When I was working in the Studebaker Jet Aircraft Company as a full-time job inspecting aircraft engines while they were being built, I was going to the University of Chicago. And one of the men who, you know, we always had time on the job to do the things we wanted to do, and then we had time to do nothing. And one of the men who was my supervisor was from Iran, and he was thinking of a system of beating the games at Las Vegas. He was thinking of a system of beating the games and how he could win them. And so I worked with him as he was writing his book, and I handled the literary aspect of it, and he handled the intelligence aspect of it as to the system he had in mind. Well, the system he had in mind was very, very simple. It was merely a matter of finding out how the games are operated, what the program of the game is, and then fitting into that program to make a win or make a kill, as he called it. We can do the same things with our system of the world in which we live. Find out how it works, understand how it works, and then function it the way it works. Not that we're limited by it, because it works by our thought. And so as we realize that it works by our thought, then we take our thought and we use our thought to accomplish whatever it is that we choose to accomplish. Ah, yes, systems, wonderful as they are, they can be very confusing and very demanding and a lot of fun. So think about it and have a good day while you're doing it. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.